910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Midwest taking stock of the record flooding that swept through Iowa and parts of southern Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz toured the area by helicopter.
We're not out of the woods yet. Water levels are still rising. We don't have the National Weather Service folks with us, but we have not reached peak water levels in many of these communities yet, and so that is going to add to this.
2 days from the first presidential debate, a New York judge relaxed the gag order on former President Trump, allowing him to discuss jurors and witnesses from the criminal hush money trial. Volkswagen's investing in electric car maker Rivian, putting in $1 billion with an agreement to spend another $4 billion on a joint venture. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange landed in the Northern Mariana Islands, where he's expected to plead guilty in a U.S. court to releasing U.S. secrets. He'll then be released and expected to travel back to his native Australia. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde will debate on Friday night, October 8th. The debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Baldwin is a Democrat seeking a third term. Hovde is a Republican who ran for Senate 12 years ago. The Republican National Convention is one of many big events coming to Wisconsin in the months to come. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club downtown Milwaukee really needs a Marriott hotel.
Marriott is the second largest brand in the world. They have the largest reservation system and the largest national sales force. So we miss out on some of those groups that may choose to go through a national sales office.
The RNC is July 15th through the 18th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Residents in Duluth's Hillside neighborhood may hear some regular sirens and explosions over the next couple of weeks. According to city officials, crews will be controlled blasting near 6th Avenue East between 1st and 2nd Street in preparation for the 6th Avenue extension project. The blasts will be done at noon and 4 p.m. each day from Monday to Friday, and to warn residents ahead of time, a siren will sound 5 minutes before the blast, 1 minute before the blast, and another time after its completion. Duluth residents got a chance to take advantage of Spirit Mountain on a discount over the weekend. Spirit Mountain held their Spirit Loves Duluth Days event over the weekend, which gives residents the chance to get admission to different rides at the Adventure Park for just $5 per ride. The regular event is a way for Spirit Mountain officials to show their appreciation for the Duluth community and encourage them to get outside and get active. Spirit Mountain also holds a similar event during the winter months. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the defending World Series champs, the Texas Rangers, reload again tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers with a 6-3 win. Right-hander Freddy Peralta striking out six, allowing 2 runs in 5 innings, but he thanked Rhys Hoskins for his grand slam in the sixth.
You know, Rhys, he was a little struggling. You know, everything sometimes for a reason. Look now, he was the man for the game. He just hit a homer with the bases loaded. That's perfect.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers with a 2-1 victory over the Oilers to win their first Stanley Cup.
It is about the result, obviously. So that's where the mind goes. How do I get them back to that place that they can play with enough freedom so we have structure and we have discipline and all that? But what we needed to and what we were different about tonight is that we played with some freedom. We didn't play the game not to make the mistakes and certainly not to lose, but we tried to win the game.
That's the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on ESPN after the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 70. A slight shower chance in the late afternoon and evening, then back into sunshine Thursday, and highs of 70 to 75. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday.
Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a gesticular Tuesday edition. Don't say that three times fast. A happier happy hour. Welcome to it, Dom.
Woohoo!
Rolling happy, into
happy
it.
Hour to you. Rich on the board, our audience, 844-967-2789. The greatest radio show ever.
Or the most irrelevant. You know, apparently dude tuned in the wrong day. Because tomorrow, chock full of relevance. Did I tell you? I booked a whole week's worth of guests. All for Wednesday's tomorrow. Show.
Yeah, great. What do you got?
Tomorrow, starting the 4 o'clock hour, Joe Walsh, former Republican congressman, never Trumper, ran for president. We got a former presidential candidate on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, well, last time we talked to Joe, he was supposed to follow us on the Twitter at Devil Radio. If he hasn't done that yet, I don't know if I want to talk to him.
What a pain in the ass you are.
I'm just saying, we got him on tape. I'll bring it up.
Apparently you will. I'm sure he'll come back again with that sort of invitation. Bill Press, does he follow us on Twitter, Dom?
He does, yes. At Bill Press Pod.
Bill Press, the pundit, CNN occasional host, The Hill contributor, friend of the Devil's, at least one of us. And Charles Franklin. New Marquette University Law School polling out of the great state of Wisconsin. He'll be along in the happier happy hour after Bill Press tomorrow. So a chock full day tomorrow and Thursday, Dom, couldn't be bigger. The most important presidential debate of your lifetime. And we are hosting a party at the Barrymore Theater. And I might add, we have added at least one to the guest list, Dom. Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School pollster, is going to do a deeper dive as part of our panel discussion from the Barrymore Theater on Thursday.
Oh, right on, Charles.
I told him I'd buy him two beers.
Ooh.
He's good for two. So we encourage you to come join us. It is free. It's going to start by 7 o'clock, the panel discussion. Dom Crute, Maggie Dawn, Charles Franklin, and you. Doesn't cost you nothing, but please bring beer. No, let me restate that. Bring beer money.
There you go. There you go. Beer money. They got bring beer cash. There. You need to give them money and they will give you beer.
They have the cash machine as well, but you must spend the cash to buy the beer at the event. And if you want to throw some money in the hat, we would spend that money on our own beers. Probably I feel quite confident. Thank you all for considering the attendance, Dom. It will be star-studded. And then Friday's big show got Joe Zepecki. Joe joining us Friday to wrap up the debate and tell us how great Joe Biden did.
Joe. Great.
But today, you are our guest at 844-967-2789. Still working on Thursday's big show as well, Dom. But we're full tomorrow. We're full. Moose Out Front should have told you. We're full. We're all done booking tomorrow's show, Dom.
All right, good.
But where are we going in the happier happy hour? I did let you lead once today and only got a few regrets, so.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Crudy. Thank you for your permission. The topics here. Trump's hush money gag order, Crudy, has been partially lifted. I don't know if that's a great idea.
Now, he's still pre-sentencing. But can this be held against him in a court of law at, let's say, sentencing on July 11th?
Maybe. The updated terms allow Trump to resume speaking about trial witnesses, including Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. I guess that's appropriate. Whom he has attacked incessantly. The partial lifting of the order comes just days before the debate, where Trump is expected to address his conviction in the case. You know, and that should be interesting too. I mean, is jacked up Joe going to throw the, you know, rape in his face, the fraud in his face? Are these going to be, you know, topics of conversation and digs? I would certainly hope so.
You know, do you think he'll call him time? Felon?
Felon.
Come on, felon.
Pretty, the gag order remains in place when it comes to prosecutors overseeing the case, with the exception of District Attorney Alvin Bragg, as well as Judge Juan Merchan, although Merchan said he'd lift those restrictions after the July 11th sentencing. Now, the partial lift will allow Trump to address the jury that convicted him last month on 34 criminal charges, though the former president remains under a separate protective order that prohibits him from publicly disclosing their identities. Yeah, don't hold your breath on that. Merchan reluctantly lifted those restrictions, saying it would be his strong preference to extend the juror's protection, as Bragg's office had urged. A quote, however, circumstances have now changed. The trial portion of these proceedings ended with when the verdict was rendered and the jury discharged. The ruling comes just days before the debate. We talked about that already. In the order, Merchan defended his original decision to impose the order, noting appeals court had upheld it. Both orders were narrowly tailored to address significant concerns regarding the defense's extrajudicial speech. The orders were overwhelmingly supported by the record. Yes, they were. But now the jury's up for grabs, although he has a separate order. He can't, you know, release or identify them. And everyone's fair game, so far as the witnesses are concerned, or even the judge and Alvin Bragg. I'm sorry, the judge is still.
Bragg is still covered by the gag order. The prosecutor is still covered by the gag order.
So a victory for Trump? I mean, go out on the Truthy Social to start ramming on Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, I guess. But he's already done that. I don't know that helps any more or less.
That won't stop him from doing it, I predict. let me check my inbox. I bet he's already sharing Dom.
He may be.
Oh, one late addition to Thursday's lineup. Democratic Party chairman of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. He's down for 4:30 on Thursday. See, I'm doing a show and I'm booking a show all at the same time, Dom.
Irrelevant, my ass.
844-967-2789. You can join the most gesticular, perhaps most irrelevant show ever. And Dom, I want to bring credibility to this show by asking what should be the questions at the debate. Both sides are accusing the other guy, right? we've accused Trump of not being all there. We've seen him on the stump. We've seen him at rallies. I've seen him up close and personal recently. And he ain't the Trump he used to be, let's just say. And of course, the same accusations leveled at Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he's old, he's jacked up, he's whatever. So, I mean, maybe, Dom, maybe there should be some different sort of questions asked at this debate. And that would help us, the American people, the electorate, especially the undecided, the swingy sort of voters, what sort of a character we might be dealing with here. What sort of intellect do they have, Dom, when posed with rando, unexpected questions? So there is
coming
an article. I can
Tapper
support
and,
this.
And Dana Bash, right? I mean, we got to rely on CNN for this, right? And all the right wingers are all about, wow, Donald Trump, he's doing this for you. He's walking into the 3-on-1. It's going to be 3-on-1, they say. It's not going to be just Joe Biden. It's going to be Joe and the moderators, Fake Tapper and Dana Bash, right?
I know they keep saying that, but I don't know if you watch the Ron DeSantis, Gavin Newsom on Sean Hannity debate. Oh, man. That was ridiculously slanted. So I've seen it happen. I've seen what a 2-on-1 or, you know, Trump accuses a 3-on-1. But here's a potential question now. And I do have a piece over at the Washington Post. To judge the candidate's character and cognitive ability, let's abandon the typical questions. Nothing typical, Dom. Here's a question. What's your least favorite state? South Dakota. It's easy. Although I might put Louisiana in that mix. No, South Dakota. I've never been there.
Come on, man. You've never been there. How can you call it your least favorite state?
I was trash talking it on the air some month or so ago, and a nice lady from South Dakota was
said, don't do that.
But so, old habits die hard.
You could go there and you would enjoy yourself.
Well, see how that is a non-traditional question and creates an opportunity for dialogue, for context.
No, there's no dialogue. It's a gotcha question.
You know what Trump's going to say? New
Maybe
York.
Stop beating your wife. You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's not a question. There are no least favorite. When you're the president of the United States, you cannot articulate, even if you have one, and tell people what your least favorite state is.
New York. So unfair. They've rigged multiple trials against me. Uh-huh, who would want to do business there? What's your favorite state, Dom?
Wisconsin.
Well, of course, you know, that's the correct answer on this radio show. Yeah. But what about our listening friends in Chicago, Illinois, or Minneapolis?
I've had many fun times in both of those states, but I have much more fun here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Except the winners. Those get to be a drag.
Yeah, but it's not like winners in Chicago or Minneapolis are any better, man.
Well, I didn't say they were. I'm just saying you're insulting our friends in other states.
If you make me pick, then apparently everyone else is insulted. That's why it's a terrible question to ask at a presidential debate.
You know, you're so fun to play with on the radio some days. Let me tell you why I'm not going to play with your context. The rest of you. The rest of you.
What were you doing for the 3 hours during the January insurrection? You can ask Trump that question, and you can ask Joe Biden that question and see what their answers are. That's a relevant question that I still don't know the answer to.
I was enjoying a nice lunch at the White House. I was watching. It was a lot of fun to watch. Those are my people. The real patriots. Come back. The real patriots listen to the devils.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free, you're welcome, but bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take always. 844-967-2789.
Why would the audience play along if you're not even going to play along?
Come on, favorite state. Come on, man.
Just asking some offbeat questions. I recall on this fine program many years ago when it was slightly less fine, you and I were interviewing Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. And you got around to asking him a question, something about how did his musical roots affect his politics? Something in that trajectory.
Yeah, because he was like an old 60s guy, right?
I mean, and Paul snapped at you. He got all surly. And in part, that was the day he earned his moniker, Mayor McGrumpy Pants. But Paul didn't appreciate the tone of that question. It was a little offbeat. It was unexpected. And he got to know a little something about Paul's character. You know, sometimes a little salty. So, here's my debate question, Dom. A train leaves New York at 8 a.m., heading west at 85 miles an hour. Another train leaves Los Angeles, heading east at 90 miles per hour. When do the two trains meet, and how much should Amtrak subsidize them?
Ah, nice. Well, there's no profit. I mean, shut it down, man. If they're not making money, shut it down. That's what you do.
Come on, even Mussolini made the trains run on time. You going to tell me Trump's going to be a dictator and not make the trains run, Dom?
Well, a dictator on day one, Curdy, just one day.
Dominic, these, according to this piece I found at the Post, I was trying to support my little conjecture here.
Yeah.
You are two of the least popular candidates in history. What is your most admirable character trait the critics don't appreciate? You get 30 seconds.
I'm so humble. People don't know how humble I am. I'm the most humble person of all time.
How about this? What is the most admirable trait in your opponent?
Ooh.
Didn't Hillary get one like
short.
That?
He's very political. Very small hands too. Have you seen his hands? Very small. What's that?
You know, I prefer my candidates to not be involved in insurrection. See, I'm just wondering, like, of the very you know, important issues as it pertains to what Donald Trump has done and the attack on this country that he was, you know, very much part of, that we're not going to get to the bottom of prior to this, certainly the debate prior to this election. Hell, if ever, we'll see what happens. Keep your fingers crossed. But I'd really like to hear some of those questions about those issues that perhaps there's some unknowns on yet. I joked about the, you know, what were you doing for 3 hours during the insurrection, but that's phrase it differently. But I'm very curious. how that would happen. How do you see, you know, this attack on January 6th? You know, you have both these guys on stage. This is an unresolved issue. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll be back in that position again.
Okay. Which recording artist most reflects your musical taste?
Well, Donald Trump, it's got to be, I don't know, Kid Rock or Ted Nugent. I mean, can you really pick between the two?
Who do you think Biden would pick musically?
I don't know, man. I'd like to know what is on the Biden Spotify list. Does that matter? Will that help you get to know the candidates better? Those kinds of questions going to change anyone's vote, do you think?
Well, they claim a presidency is which candidate you'd most like to have a beer with. Now, if you're playing crappy music, I don't want to sit there and drink with you.
Well, okay. Well, right back at you, Crudy. What is the crappiest music in your opinion?
What'd you ask Rich to play for you before? No, the crappiest music?
The worst, crappiest, you turn it off. As soon as it comes on, you turn it off.
It's going to involve Yoko Ono and screeching.
I don't know that one.
If you heard it, you would know it.
You'd know.
And you would turn it off.
Okay, so, but
how about you, Dom? Worst musical song, you would turn it off immediately.
Yeah, it's the country music, man. I'm not a big fan of the country music.
You would turn it off.
I would turn off country music. Yeah.
What if
I listen to almost anything else, but I very, very rarely would keep like a country song on. And again, it's not, you know, it's more poppy these days, and I know it's a very popular genre, but it's not me. And usually when I'm, you know, driving around out in the country and it comes on, you know, I try to, like, you know, guess what the words are going to be if I never heard the song before. And there's this one, I swear to God, it was like, you know, a breakup song about a guy and his girl, and he's in the cab of his truck drinking cab out of a plastic cup or something along those lines. And we were driving, I just got assuming what the words were going to be. And they were, man. It was like, oh, my, it was your classic kind of country, you know, depressed.
He lost his girl, his dog, and his pickup truck all in the same night, and he got drunk about it.
Music backwards, you get your dog back, you get your truck back, you get your girl back, get your house back, get your job back. That's what happens when you play those music backwards.
Okay, but another.
I'm down with the outlaw country. The old stuff was, I mean, I kind of grew up with that, but the new stuff's, you know, kids these days.
I see you as more of a Florida, Georgia county line guy. Yeah. Dom, here's a potential question to Trump in the debate. You said Trump Tower is 68 stories high. Official data says it's 58 stories high. How much in tax deductions are you claiming for servicing apartments on those 10 imaginary floors? I mean, that'd be a difficult question to answer in real time on live TV.
I have accountants to take care of all that. I really don't touch that. You'd have to ask Alan Weisselberg or my attorney, Michael Cohen.
How about this one, Dom? This could be difficult, and I'm going to ask you to please participate. Sounds like math on the radio, but starting at 100, count backwards by sevens. You can't even do it.
I'm not going to do math on the radio, man.
93, 86, 79, 72. Six.
Are you sure?
What are we going by, sevens?
I don't know.
I forgot what number we're going by.
Well, you know, it'd be easier if you do it by six.
You know, now we're really earning that
irrelevant
that Twitter tweet at us. I think we're well on our way.
Alfonso, you cursed us, man.
844-967-2789. I haven't cursed on the radio all day. That's what the dump button's for.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says anything beyond lawful protests will not be tolerated during the Republican National Convention. Protesters have two outdoor stages outside the perimeter. One of them is within sight of Fiserv Forum. The RNC runs July 15th through the 18th. Advocates say they want better communication between the U.S. Department of Education and student loan borrowers in default. Tia Caldwell is with the group New America.
So that if a vulnerable borrower or low-income person reaches the government in any way, they'll be screened for a variety of different needs and directed to a variety of different benefits that they need. So SNAP, student loan assistance, all of that.
Debt collections resume in September. Caldwell says borrowers from marginalized backgrounds are struggling the most. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth City Council has approved the developer for the next phase in the city's investment in sports facilities. According to a Northern News Now report, the city has hired RGG Planning and Design for the next phase of their athletics venues initiative, hoping to add indoor soccer, lacrosse, baseball, and softball facilities. Funding for the project will be provided by the tourism tax dollars designated for sports destination tourism. The projects will unfold in four phases, with the final phase scheduled to wrap up in 2033. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has declared a peacetime emergency due to flooding issues that left a number of roads around the Northlands underwater. According to a Northern News Now report, the declaration authorizes the Minnesota National Guard to be deployed to assist in flood recovery operations if local municipalities find they don't have the numbers or equipment to address the flooding damage. Last week, St. Louis County declared a state of local disaster to let them pursue federal or state funding for cleanup efforts. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Justin Timberlake, while performing in front of a sold-out crowd in Chicago, addressed his recent driving while sloppy drunk charge in the Hamptons from the stage, telling the audience it's been a tough week. The crowd, most of whom probably spent an entire paycheck to get in, went crazy, showing rabid support for their idol as he continues to negotiate through this difficult time of leaving million-dollar homes and $100,000 cars and flying private jets to work. This kid's gonna be okay. Swifties come in all shapes and sizes, even ones that look like actors Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise. Both were spotted separately at Swift's Eras Tour in London at Wembley Stadium. Cruz was spotted trying to lay low. English thespian Grant, however, posted on social media giving high praise for Swift, her team, and Travis Kelce, after which he hashtagged tequila shots. Sounds like a wild night, but don't worry. Justin Timberlake was their designated driver. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 70. A slight shower chance in the late afternoon and evening, then back into sunshine Thursday, and highs of 70 to 75. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday.
Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Big show coming up. We have Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, Matt Flynn is in talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, and General David May for the Wisconsin National Guard. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, EJ gesticular Tuesday edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it. Crudy reading the text line, a WMDX texter says, Joe Walsh from the Eagles? I hate the Eagles, man. No, former Congressman Joe Walsh joins the big program at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Paul gave Alice Cooper the key to the city. I'm not sure what that's regarding, but it's good information to know. Here's a question for the debate, Dom. A texter says, ask each whom they spend the most free time and doing what? Biden's answer will be talking to his family. He calls them or sees them in person every day. Trump spends his free time golfing with business associates. And let's face it, everything Trump does, including politics, is a business to him. Biden, the family man. Trump, the man for sale. Oh, worst state. Best, Colorado, says a texter. Worst, Iowa. Is it heaven? No, it's Iowa.
Oh, it's Iowa.
A texter, this must be the musical influence. Village People for Donald Trump. That's where he gets the hand dance from, I suspect. Ah, Cam from Nina. And I think he's taking a shot at us, Dom. Van Halen was the worst band I've ever seen live, and it's no contest. Also, my question for Biden and Trump, your partner and your parent of that gender switches bodies. It's a convoluted and complicated question. In order to switch them back, you need to sleep with one of them. Which one do you choose?
No, thank you.
You know, they're
actually, and if I may rebut to Cam,
yes,
you're so wrong, young man. The worst band ever live was Everclear at Summerfest.
Oh, they were also terrible at the Barrymore Theater one night. Oh yeah,
I saw them 2 years in a row at Summerfest. The first year, the first time, great, had a blast. It was so much fun. Next year, I'm like, oh, that was a lot of fun. Everclear, come back, we'll go back again. All right, that was awesome. Go back. They were so lit up, man. They couldn't remember the words. It was like a 40-minute set. It was just not great. Like the audience was more sober than they were.
When they pulled the kid out of the audience, and the audience member played the guitar at the Barrymore Theater, that's the most structure any of their music had all night. Dom, here's a possible, just a possible. I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. Guest over on the MSNBC today, trying to compare and contrast Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And, you know, of course, the tag on Joe has been, he's too old. Well, here is how the guest suggests that Biden sort of preemptively throws it out there. And he said, yeah, maybe we'll put it exactly this way, but here's the story I'd tell. I quote, and I'm not saying he would say this, but the choice here is the choice. If you have to, if you want someone to house it, your home, and you have two elderly men you have to choose between, you have to pick one. One, this guy named Joe Biden, who's elderly. He may forget to turn the porch light off. He may take a nap or two, but he's going to water your plants and feed your dog. Donald Trump, the house sitter, will kill your plants, sell your furniture, and kill your dog, and probably let the burglars in so he can split the profits on whatever the burglar is going to get. That is the choice between the two older people that will sit in your house. Somebody forgets the porch light, and someone that will sell your furniture and kill your dog. Who are you voting for, Dom?
Oh, it's not even close. And let's not
Joel,
forget,
leave the light on for you.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Joe, all day long, man. This is what I'm saying. You wouldn't want Donald Trump alone with your wife or daughter. You wouldn't, would you?
Absolutely not.
I'd love to hear that. No, I mean, of course not. The guy's a predator. He's a convicted found liable for rape. That's that guy. And he's got, you know, dozens of other allegations against him in that regard. So, you know, you don't want him, you don't want him around your family. You don't want him around your house. You don't want him house sitting. You gotta water the plants.
It's yeah, but inflation was so low during the pandemic, Dom. Yeah, gas was amazing. Cheap.
I mean, it was, gas was so cheap. Everything was so cheap because no one was doing anything because the entire world was locked down.
Yeah, but those were the good old days.
It was a strange time, no doubt. But those were not the glory days by any means. What about were you better off 4 years ago? That's the traditional one, right?
Well, I've heard lots of righties say, if Trump just goes out there and says, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Yes!
That's what I'm saying. I mean, in what context? I mean, in everything. In everything. So certainly, let's look at what the headwinds have been. Inflation. Okay, certainly. Now we can look at that as some of the supply chain issues. Okay, we can mark some up for that. But you also have to look at, well, where the corporations are. I mean, their job, as they described it to me when I was in grad school, the return for their stockholders, man. Not so concerned about the community. I know it's become more of a thing these days, but it's all about getting your quarterly bonuses and getting your stock could go up or pay higher dividends, those things. And the stock market's doing really, really well right now. And a lot of that is because, we'll call it greedflation. They jacked their prices up to such a degree, they're making fistfuls of money. And then they're going to slowly lower. You know, it's like the gas stations. You know, all of a sudden the prices go up and then they slowly come down. But there's a reason why the market's where it's at. There's a reason why corporate profits are as high as they are, is because they're making tons of money. They're making tons of money because they jacked up their prices. They jacked up their prices because they could. Because they hit it, they put it in there, and everyone's just saying, oh, well, that's what we do now. It's just higher now. Now everyone gets used to paying those higher prices. Well, a big chunk of that is for those corporations to make more money. That's a part of it. You cannot take that away. So if you're going to say, yeah, inflation is really high, well, then you got to look at wages, and you have to look at what corporate returns and the market's been doing.
Dom, may I share the advice Hillary Clinton would give you and Joe Biden? Hillary Clinton has shared her pro tips with Joe Biden for how he could win his presidential debate with Donald Trump. Writing in the New York Times, Clinton shared a few words of wisdom to her fellow Democrat about what he's up against. She writes, I know the excruciating pressure of walking into that stage, and that it is nearly impossible to focus on substance when Mr. Trump is involved. She wrote, citing the blizzard of interruptions, insults, and lies, it's a waste of time to try to refute Mr. Trump's arguments like in a normal debate. It's almost like the facts don't matter here, Dom, when you're debating with Trump. She goes on. It's nearly impossible to identify what his arguments even are. He starts with nonsense and then digresses into blather. She also said Trump's trademark attempts to throw his opponent off balance will fall flat if Biden is as direct and forceful as he's been with GOP hecklers during the State of the Union address in March. Clinton went on to highlight Biden's record on job creation, rising incomes, and investment in clean energy. He'll win if that story comes through, she wrote. Biden's got a record of accomplishment. If he'd go out there and tell that story uninterrupted, they are going to mute the microphones, supposedly. We'll see how they do. CNN doesn't want to be overly harangued for cutting off the verbal diarrhea of Donald Trump, I suspect.
Well, that's the term of the debate, then they damn well better do that.
Well, they also have it at their discretion. Someone in the control room apparently can leave the microphones on if they so choose. I also saw that, Dom. You know, if it's good TV, if it's good for ratings.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Well, it is a made-for-TV event, Dom.
It's all about the ratings. Is that what we're doing? Listen, if facts don't matter, then whether or not Joe can articulate, you know, his investments in green energy and job creation, well, hear my point. It won't matter. You can say it. In fact, if you're going to tell me that facts don't matter, this is all just going to be a personality. It's all going to be
seen. Well, I'm saying refuting Trump with facts.
Who can control the other guy more? the facts don't matter, then what are we actually talking about?
Well, I would say that Joe Biden definitely has to lay out his agenda, his accomplishments, the Inflation Reduction Act, the bipartisan infrastructure bill. You know, he's got to put that information out there. I think facts can be effective. When Joe was talking about Joe's record, when Joe is arguing with Trump, I'd leave the facts aside. I'd be looking for one opportunity to punch him right in the gesticulars.
So it's all about the trolling then.
Oh,
so,
you know, when it comes to his policies, his thoughts, because like Hillary Clinton said, Tom, it's not like he's got any policy choices. He just throws stuff out there. He sees if it sticks, and then he'll take the opposite side, and then he'll take this side. And, you know, people have been saying, I've been thinking.
Yeah.
Well, how do you refute that? You don't refute that with facts. You don't go through case in point. Well, you said at a rally in Philadelphia that you believe this, Mr. Trump. Because that's not going to be an effective mechanism of debate against the man. You got to be able to punch him in the nose.
Using his own words against him will not be effective. Facts, not effective necessarily, at least as it pertains to him. So are we just going to be like hurling insults at each other?
Yeah.
Is that what it's going to come down to?
When it comes to describe your opponent, I'd be, when they go low, we go lower. That's the nature of this debate. I'm afraid, Dom, when you talk about your own policies, you can soar rhetorically. You can say nice things. You can be that shining city on the hill when you're describing your presidency and what you hope to bring for the American people. But if I was talking about the other guy, oh yeah, nothing but brass knuckles and dirt in his eye.
So rape, fraud, those
felon,
insurrection,
whatever
felon,
it takes. Fascist.
Torture, fascist torture. Those, I mean, these are, I mean, Trump's old words against him. So those are Trump's words and actions against him, though. Those are facts.
But that's Trump different than trying to hold him accountable for tax policy. You know, your tax cuts are going to expire, Mr. Trump, and I think that we should extend tax cuts for Americans below $400,000, but we should extend, you know, end the tax cuts, sunset the tax cuts above $400,000. I don't think there will be any nuanced policy discussion within the framework of Biden trying to attack Trump. If that's the framework, if you try to frame him with facts and policy, that's not going to work. You can frame your own facts and policies, but don't try to level them against Trump.
Apparently, Trump added twice as much to the national debt as Joe Biden. More, let's see, $8.4 trillion versus $4.3 trillion, according to The Hill. Do you think there's going to be a lot of talk about national debt and deficits? I mean, I would imagine. Right?
Do you think there is, really? I mean, is that on the tip of every American's tongue?
I think talk to lots of folks. Yeah, debt comes up. I think it does.
Well, debt comes up behind immigration, personal expenses, and inflation, and a lot of other issues. But the national debt, the country's debt load, I mean, I understand. It's untenable. And I can tell you how to solve it, man. It's got to take some of that boomer money when they eventually pass. Got to have a higher estate tax. But as a decision-making question of either of the panelists, Tom, no. I don't think that's going to move the electorate. I think it's going to come down to a zinger.
National debt. You don't think that's going to be a point of...
I think it's going to come down to a personal insult.
What the topics are going to be. Do you remember? Let me ask you this. Do you remember any of the topics last time these guys debated?
No.
No.
No, you remember the tone, right? You remember Trump interrupting them a lot. And you remember the, come on, man, let me talk. But you don't remember the policy. That's not where you win or lose. The takeaway will be an emotional response to something one of these two guys said. Someone's going to get punched in the nose, and someone's not going to react well to it. And that will turn the debate in the eyes of the viewers.
I mean, if Joe's taking no steroids, you know that roid rage will happen sometime.
He literally punched me right in the nose. More Devils, your calls are next. Mark, your...
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments, I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy Now, Pay Later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the line, on the text. It's the same, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been monitoring the text stream. Drew from Watertown says, Rolling Stones, obviously. This must be greatest bands, greatest music, because one of the possible debate questions was about like greatest bands. Drew says 80 plus and still killing it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Joe Biden is. WMDX Texter says any Beatles song. Worst. Who doesn't like the Beatles?
Some people, man. You know, my understanding, there's a big like are you a Beatles guy or a Stones guy? You know, there's a rivalry back in the day.
Can it be both?
I was more of a Stones guy.
Cam's still out there trash talking Diamond Dave Van Halen. That was the best Van Halen. Some say.
Yeah, but not a great singer. Great performer. Not the greatest voice.
Well, Cam was trashing him for dancing around with his scarf.
That's not dancing. That was karate, man. Don't you know?
Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, Crudy. Verbal diarrhea. Good line to my Trumpster friends.
Yeah.
WMDX Texter says, I'm afraid Trump's going to surprise everyone and act normal. Joe just needs to act presidential and pull in all the independents he can. And Lynn from Madison says, forget the shoes and Bibles. I want to see Trump rugs because nothing lies like a Trump rug.
Yeah. Nice.
Eric from Madison, worst band live. Equals Motley Crue. Must have been to Summerfest the other night. I heard Vince Neil was weak.
I mean, Vince Neil has never had a great voice, and as he gets older, not great. But apparently they were plagued with some audio issues as well. And I was actually debating. I was on like the cheaptickets.com, whatever site, you know. I'm like, I've seen Buck Cherry and Seether and Motley Crue. We've seen them all a bunch of times. But you know, it's like if I'm going to go to Summerfest, that's my lineup, man, for sure. Like, of all the 9 days of Summerfest, I'm the Buck Cherry, Seether, Motley Crue guy. Well, didn't go. And then read the reviews the next day. I'm like, oh, my God, thank God I didn't blow the money to go down there and just be pissed off.
I saw Buck Cherry like 2 summers ago in Lodi. Got my father-in-law very, very high. 844-967-2789. Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. You've been patient. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Mark, what do you got?
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I guess if I was going to ask Joe Biden a couple of questions, my first one would be what you guys kind of talked about earlier, he being the family man. As the family man that you are, what is the name of Hunter's
grandchild
that you, grandchild that you've acknowledged that you know basically doesn't exist? I guess the second one would be
Mark. As long as Trump gets the same question for Don Jr. and Eric's kids, and Ivanka's, if he can name all his own grandkids, fair question. But you got to ask both parties. He can't even name his. Trump can only basically name Ivanka, and then it's Beavis and Butthead, and then Tiffany and the one Melania likes. I mean, that's how he describes his own children.
The second question I would ask is, what is the name of your vice president? And then the third would be, what day of the week is it, or you know, whatever, I guess.
Who do you want Trump to have as his vice president?
I'm actually pulled a couple different directions on that. I think it would actually be really good if there was a female. But I'm also looking at the North Dakota governor being a business savvy as much as he is. I don't know. And
those eyebrows are sexy. Those Doug Burgum eyebrows. Oh man.
Well, the nice thing is that he's got multiple options where if Joe Biden doesn't perform on Thursday, I think there's going to be an uproar and you could see a change in the Democrat presidential
nominee. No, I highly doubt that, Mark. Mark, let me, and thank you for the call, man. I want to ask you one question before we move along. If you listened to the show earlier, I was lamenting the fact that Donald Trump sent out an email solicitation and said he was tortured when he was booked in to Fulton County when he was, you know, hawking his mugs. Mark, do you think it's appropriate for the former president of the United States to claim he was tortured when being booked into custody?
Well, again, the way he overemphasizes and over-exaggerates things, it doesn't surprise me. Do I think it's appropriate? Heck no. Do I think that he probably got run through the process a little tougher than most? Yes. But for him to say tortured, that's a little strong.
Than most? You ever been booked, Mark? Because I've been booked, man.
Yes, I have. And I've only heard about 85 times that you've been booked. So.
Well, now it's 86, Mark. Now it's 86.
Wayne, you 86
marks ass.
Hey, Wayne, we'll squeeze you in. What do you got?
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the fact that, you know, you guys are talking about how Biden should either go low or high. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Biden's going to beat him on every issue. But if Trump does go low, I think Biden should just bring out the fact that you're a convicted felon and a rapist.
And, I mean, I'm with you right there, man. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, say it factually, say it with disgust, because it's true.
How about this one? What's your probation officer doing tonight? That one came in from a texter. I can't claim that's original.
Does Trump have to take a drug test for his probation officer prior to the debate?
I'm less clear. We'll see how the sentencing goes on the 11th. Thank you all for listening. Tomorrow's going to be a much bigger show. We got Joe Walsh. We got Bill Press. We got Charles Franklin. And we'll have you listening. And don't forget, Thursday, big debate night. Be at the Barrymore. We will.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.